This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are about to start a new chapter today in our study in the book of Acts. That's going to be chapter 10 coming up in a moment. First off, I'd like to invite all of you who live around in this area out to Island Community Church this weekend. I'm in the book of Mark. We've been going through 16 weeks in the book of Mark. I want to get through it in 16 weeks. We are going to be in chapter 7. We're going to be looking more at legalism and tradition this weekend. Sunday morning at 10:30 is when we meet. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. You are invited. If you can't make it, if you go somewhere else, God bless. If you live out of the area, God bless you too. Look for the podcast by going to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. This will be uploaded by Monday. Here in the meantime, we're in Acts chapter 10. Let's call this Peter Meets the Italians. Peter is now in a town called Joppa with a leather tanner whose name is Simon. Popular name back then. But even Simon is not Simon. Neither is James James. What do I mean? Simon, even Simon Peter, his name is not really Simon. His name is Simeon, named after one of the 12 tribe, one of the 12 sons of Jacob. Really, in Greek, it's Simeon Peter, S-I-M-E-O-N. Even James' name is not James. I hate to shock anyone today, but James' name in Greek is Iakobos, or Iakobos. Really, what is it? It's Jacob. His name is Jacob. So these brothers, Iesus, Jesus, Iesus, the same name as Joshua. And James is the name Jacob. Simon is the name Simeon. These are all big popular names. Even back then in the first century, Judas was very popular. Why? Because of a famous person named Judas called Judas the Maccabee. He was the one who overthrew Antiochus Epiphanes, and that's how the celebration of Hanukkah came about around 168 BC. Now, that is the name Judas was popular up until one named Iscariot. Now it's like naming your son Adolf. All these Germans used to be named Adolf until 1933 to 1945. Now you can't find anyone named Adolf anymore. Even like Harpo Marx, his name is Adolf Marx. But he dropped that name in a heartbeat. Just like the name Judas was dropped. No Christian had that name anymore here coming up at the end of the first century. So, okay, now let's get in here to verse 1. Acts chapter 10, verse 1. Now there was a certain man, Caesarea, named Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. Not a marching band, this is, but a soldier. Verse 2, a devout man, one that feared God with all of his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. Now he saw in a vision, evidently, this is verse 3, about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked at him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? Or what is it, Lord. And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms have come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is staying with one Simon, a tanner, or Simeon, whose house is by the seaside. He will tell thee what thou oughtest to do. Now when the angel which spake unto Cornelius had departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto him, he sent them to Joppa. Okay, now Cornelius has a vision. Here it is, chapter 10. We're looking at the inclusion of the Gentiles in God's plan here. This was a major step. Remember, the Gentiles were anathema to a Jew. They weren't allowed in their house. What Peter was about to do broke all of the Jewish rules that they had. And we're going to see now the changing of the understanding of the law. See, in the very early time of the church, the Jews still followed the law. You got to go past that to see and understand what transpired. Like the book of Hebrews still was going to be written some 30 years after this, with an understanding of the changing of covenants, that the old covenant was obsolete, and that the Lord Jesus instituted a new covenant built on, and a better covenant founded on better promises. Okay, so here was a Jew going in to eat and going into the household of a Gentile. So we're going to see two important things here. Number one, the spread of the gospel outside of Jerusalem and Samaria. And number two, the spread of the gospel to Gentiles. Now remember, Jesus said it was going to be this way. He says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. We're seeing that unfold as we go through the book of Acts here. Now, Joppa, verse 9. Now on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up onto the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry, and he would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. That's the word ekstasia, where our word ecstasy comes from. Stasia, this means to remove out of its place or state or a trance. So, okay, again, verse 10, he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance, and he saw heaven opened, and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet, knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, and wild beasts, and creeping things, and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, arise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again the second time, what God hath cleansed, that call not thou common. Now this was done thrice or three times, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, when God commanded Peter to eat of these animals, his response was, surely not, or not so, Lord. Now, this was the third time in Peter's career that he directly refused God's will for him. Do you hear me? Let me say that again. This is the third time that Peter directly refused a commandment of God and to do God's will. The other times you see that, John 13:8, you will never wash my feet. Now, of course, he ended up saying, after he heard he was going to be cast out and not part of the family of God, ultimately, and lost, he said, oh, don't just wash my feet, wash my whole body. And also Matthew 16:23, that was there. When Peter said, far be it from you, Lord, this will never happen to you. And then the Lord turned and said, get behind me, Satan, for you are an offense to me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those which be of men. So this is the third time now that Peter has done this. Okay, so why the vision? And what's the significance? Okay, I see two things here. Number one, this is a reference to people first and foremost. That is, God's plan of salvation was extending to non-Jews as well, as he witnessed with the Samaritans who came to Christ earlier. Remember in chapter 8, the dreaded Samaritans actually came to Christ. And this is why this group apparently weren't saved until after the apostles, James and Peter and John, had to go there and lay hands on them. That's why apparently the Holy Spirit came on them later and they spoke with tongues, because these were Samaritans. They were hated so much. That's like someone coming and saying to you that Jihadi John from ISIS and Osama bin Laden were Christians. You see, no one would believe that. It would take the church sending, let's take a charismatic and a Baptist, Billy Graham and Kenneth Copeland. And Billy Graham and Kenneth Copeland go down to Jihadi John and Osama bin Laden and lay hands on them. And then they start glorifying God and speaking in tongues. It would take leaders of the church, someone with a high magnitude like that, in order for them to believe that they were Christians. Same thing with the Samaritans. That's a whole nother story, though. But Peter had just seen this. He knew that God was moving and working in this direction, that the Gentiles were going to be part of the kingdom of God and part of God's plans. Now, the second thing, too, that this applied to is food. That is, God's dietary laws were about to change. 1 Timothy 4:4, it says, "For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving." This is talking food. This is the context here. The dietary laws of God have changed. They're not the same as it was in the Old Testament. Every creature of God is good. Nothing is to be refused. That's nothing is to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving. Romans 14:14. "I know him and persuaded by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself. But to him that esteemeth anything to be unclean, to him it's unclean." So nothing is unclean, but if it bothers you, that's okay. But don't preach that to others. It might not be unclean to God anymore, but it's unclean to you. But the dietary laws have changed. Romans 14:20, "For meat destroy not the work of God. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil to the man who eateth with offense." 1 Corinthians 10:25, "Eat whatever is sold in the meat market. Ask no questions for conscience' sake." We're at a time, we'll have to pick it up there in our next program. We're looking at what happened, what's about to happen, as Peter sees this sheet descending from heaven. So the dietary laws of God have changed, and the message to Peter was, accept Gentiles as well into the kingdom. We're out of time. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.